Band Fox jokes that their sound could be called lethargic pop.
I could come again, but I might wander, and you would wonder.
I've heard people say things like, yeah, it's like pop music for depressed people. And I'm like, oh my gosh, or like, I've heard like nap pop.
That's good.
And then I'm just like, I mean, I've described myself as fairly lethargic and maybe that comes through. Maybe people can sense that.
We have a lot of blankets in the van.
Oh my gosh, napping.
Yeah, it's cozy.
That's Matt Holman and Monica Martin, two of the six members of the band. Fox, by the way, is spelled P-H-O-X. They're all friends who grew up in Baraboo, Wisconsin, and now they're out with their debut album. Monica writes all the lyrics, and it's her smoky, supple voice that pulls you in. As Matt Holman told me, that voice pulled him in, too, as soon as he heard it.
I just heard a quality of her voice that I didn't hear in anyone else's voice. Music to me is like a math problem. And for Monica, it was clearly an intuition. And you'd hear like one line of a song on the radio and then know the lyric and the melody and be able to harmonize with it the second time the chorus came around. It takes longer for something to sink in for me.
Monica, does that sound about right to you, what Matthew's saying?
I think he's being generous. I mean, he was very much my first encourager as far as, you know, singing goes. You know, I was really very private, I guess.
Very private. You weren't getting up on stage and belting it out?
No, I joined choir for one semester when I was a junior, and I was afraid to sing. I wouldn't sing in that class. So I just sang in private, and then I felt comfortable around Matt, becoming very close to him.
Everything I do in slow motion. I don't know what to say. Everywhere I fall, don't know name or location. Maybe I'll just find my way. I'll find it.
With the song Slow Motion, how did that song start? What did it sound like when you first had the idea, Monica?
Slow Motion was one song that was just me singing a cappella, sort of like, I thought about kids playing hopscotch and sort of, you know, singing over it. Everything I do, you know, whatever. I can't play an instrument.
Double Dutch.
Double Dutch. Is that what I say? I said hopscotch.
Hopscotch, too.
Wow. Well, Double Dutch is awesome.
Jump rope.
Anyway,
yeah.
Jump rope.
So, Matt, when Monica brought you that melody and those lyrics, describe what happened after that, because this song has so many layers that build into it. I mean, we hear whistles, there's a mandolin, a clarinet, I think an oboe comes in, banjo. Everything kind of stacks on top of itself.
We ended up improvising a lot on it, so everyone just took a crack at it. And at the end of it, it was just a huge train wreck.
In the best way.
Well, no.
Oh.
We considered cutting it about 2 days before we finished the record. It was going to be cut. So we didn't like how it turned out. The arrangement was too cluttered. And I kind of took a razor blade to it, cut out some drums here, would minimize piano parts, took out my guitar part here and there until it had more of a synergy. And a lot of it was reductive editing that made the arrangement make sense and come together.
I'm talking with Monica Martin and Matt Holman of the band Fox. Monica, I've heard you describe yourself as shy, and you've talked about your fears and your anxieties, and I do wonder how that meshes with being the lead singer in a band and going out on stage and performing. How do you overcome that? What do you do?
It's actually my biggest goal and struggle right now. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I've kind of like fallen into a community in Madison, and what am I trying to say? I drink a lot. I don't know. I don't really know what to say. Mm. Like, the only reason that it became a problem, or that maybe it would, you know, end up being a problem for me, is that being on tour for a long amount of time, you don't get a ton of sleep, even when you're being good about it. So, like, that mechanism, even though it's very mild for me, I'm not trying to insinuate that, like, I'm, you know, a booze hound by any means. Mm-hmm. But, like, I had to get rid of that. So sort of like having social anxiety and being on stage, like, it sounds really absurd. Like, when you're saying it, like, it sounds so absurd. You're just like, these people do not want to be listening to this. Like, it seems so extreme.
Oh, that's what's going through your head.
Yeah. So it's like, my biggest goal right now is to just, like, have my reasonable self just, like, constantly reminding me that it's okay to be there.
Well, Matt, how do you and the rest of the guys in the band help Monica get past those fears, those anxieties? I mean, if you're about to go out on stage, Matt, what do you do? What do you say?
Typically, we have a pre-show ritual, which involves Jason giving a clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose, you know, cliche sports movie speech. Jason is our bass player and guitar player. He was a youth soccer coach before he joined the band.
Does it help?
I think it helps because he's the guy who assumes everything is going wrong all the time. And then to hear him, like, the minute before we go on stage, just flip 180 degrees and be the positive, shining energy in the room is like, oh, man, that's actually really nice. Mm-hmm. He's doing it for us, you know? I appreciate that a lot.
Monica, does it help you to hear him do that?
I think, yes. I've got to give myself little, you know, Jason speeches myself. Just be like, Monica, you can do this. It's awesome. Like, jack yourself up.
Yeah, got to embrace it, right? But
yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, I dragged you into this. And honestly, I feel like we could all have more open communication with each other. No doubt about it. We could all be more supportive of each other. My goal is to be a musician. And always has been. But more importantly, I want to have friends. I don't want to end up without friends and with a job.
Right.
It's not a goal of mine at all. So.
Leading a million nightmares, and night chance to one dream.
Monica and Matt, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Monica Martin and Matt Holman of the band Fox, that's also the title of their debut album. All six band members have put together a playlist of their favorite songs. You'll find it on Spotify. Search for @NPRATC. Lost act to Alice.